Watch the Taiyi project got out of hand. They saw the cost overruns coming. They brought the cost overruns to the attention of the state and I to you. And the outcome of those negotiations was, yeah, they're overruns, but you, the ratepayers, are going to have to pick up and pay for the mistakes of the people that were made by the power authority. So frankly, although I was integrally involved in supporting those negotiations and seeing them carry through, I cannot fault the city of Petersburg or challenge them, as they were in some pretty harsh terms on the floor this morning for making that decision. If I had voted on the contract, I probably would have voted for it and would have been in the minority within that community. But nonetheless, I think it's incumbent upon this body to recognize all the facts that lead to that issue. Among the other inaccuracies made in that statement was that the Senate is not doing anything with the bills that we had adopted, that they aren't carrying through with the passage of that legislation. That is inaccurate. The Senate Resources Committee has considered that legislation, have made some changes in one of the bills, and in fact, the activity or the changes that they made were correcting some very grievous errors that this committee, that this body made on the floor, although I don't think it was intended by the Judiciary Chairman and the Vice Chairman of the Finance Committee. The wording that was used would put the Susitna project in a very difficult position. And I guess I would support the Judiciary Chairman and the Vice Chairman of the Finance Committee on their wording if it was indeed their intent. The wording that was approved on this floor by amendment would have required that the appropriation for Susitna go to a vote of the people of this state. There is a legal opinion on behalf of the Legislative Affairs, Legal Services, as well as the Attorney General to that fact. The supporters of the Susitna project, Susitna Now, the Chamber, Commonwealth North, are not interested at this point in time on putting the Susitna project up to a yes or no vote. I don't know whether the Judiciary Chairman and the Vice Chairman of Finance intended to put that up for a vote. But nonetheless, I respect, if that was their intent, of them to let the people of this state decide yes or no on Susitna. At any rate, it is the opinion of the Senate Resources Committee not to do that, to change the wording of the sections dealing with the appropriation to Susitna so that it can be done to basically meet the intent of directing money to Susitna without having to put it to a vote. Those bills are now in the Senate Finance Committee. They've been assigned to a subcommittee, and that committee is working on it. So it was inaccurate, although it has kind of been the theme of the last few days to challenge the Senate on what they're not doing and not meeting their obligations. I feel impelled, having had that knowledge, and the previous speaker obviously did not, to correct his inaccuracies. I would add, Mr. Speaker, that I think it was unfortunate, and I am a bit ashamed that the tactic used this morning, at the moment that the Holy Father was arriving in our state, to use that tactic to address this issue, to challenge the courtesy offered by the members of this House, and in my mind, to using the arrival of the Pope is extremely distasteful to use that tactic for a political purpose, and what amounted to me, at least, what I inferred, an attack on Southeast, and I don't think it was appropriate, and I think most of the members of this floor would agree with that, and I would hope that it would never happen again.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very briefly, if I could have the privilege of the floor on the respect of God.
You have the floor for your question.
Thank you. I personally agree with the representative from Southeastern. However, I recall an incident when he stood up and asked that the prayer be spread on the journal, that he made reference to an incident involving a page for political purposes. I, too, believe that was very distasteful. I think one wishes the other, and let's remember them both.
Representative Furness. Mr. Speaker, I request
the permission of the floor to perhaps express an apology.
Yeah, the floor, Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My intent this morning, Mr. Speaker, was not to cast any aspersion upon the people of southeastern Alaska. My intent was to share one thing, and that is to, first of all, acknowledge the Pope being in the state and acknowledge the fact that the Pope is a man of compassion, of sensitivity, and of compromise. My intent was to show here that that type of approach is needed in addressing the two communities that are affected by the Fort Am Pool. And it wasn't my intent to criticize the city of Petersburg, because I too support what they've done so far. And I think they've handled themselves above board. I am concerned that this administration has used every tool in the book to cow them down and to make them bend to the wishes of the state. And I am concerned any time government uses its force to do that. So if my remarks this morning was interpreted to be a criticism towards the city of Petersburg, that was not my intent. My remarks, again, was to show that we need to indeed develop a program of trying to address issues in this state through compromise, come to the table as equal persons, and not use an advantage of the government dollars to beat a community into line.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent to outstanding adjournment until 10 a.m. Thursday, May 3rd, 1984.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.